came across this psalm the other day. Psalm 147, verses 4 and 5 says, "He determines the number of stars, and he gives them all their names. Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure." That's a good word today from Psalm 147, verses 4 and 5. Friends, so good to see you. Welcome to Sunday worship. I pray that you're just having a great weekend. I am your host, Joey Kroll. Yep, this 18th day of July, and coming up here for the next 25, 30 minutes or so, we're going to be playing songs that that will uplift you, encourage you today. My prayer is that each and every song would be an arrow pointing you to him. Let's start things off today with Bart Millard and the Old Rugged Cross here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best, for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I cherish the old rugged cross, till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. Cherish the old rugged cross, till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange someday for a trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. And exchange someday for a crown.
That's right, Bart Millard right here on Sunday Worship. Great to spend some time here with you today. I heard of a cute little story about a pig who joined a flock of sheep and grazed with them. And one day the shepherd laid hands on it and began to squeal and struggle. And the sheep found fault with the pig for crying out. "He takes a hold of us often," they said, "and we don't make a fuss." And the pig said, "Yes, but it's a different thing when he's laying a hold of you," said the pig. "He only wants your wool or milk, but it's my flesh that he's after." Fred, I thank God that 2,000 years ago that Jesus gave it all for you and for me.
All precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fountain, no, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. Maranatha and build my life. You're listening to Sunday worship. Here's what the Word of God says in Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. It says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts."
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, and some dark and cold. And there is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle and makes his home. Carry your candle, run to the darkness, seek out the helpless, confused and torn, and hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle and go light your world. Take your candle and go light. Frustrated brother, see how he's tried to light his own candle some other way. See now your sister, she's been robbed and lied to, still holds a candle without a flame. So carry your candle, the lonely, the tired and worn, and hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle and go light your world. Take your candle and go light your world. Hearts are blazing, so let's raise our candles and light up the sky, praying to our Father in the name of Jesus. Make us a beacon in darkest times. Carry your candle, run to the hopeless, deceived and poor, and hold out your candle for all to see it. Take your candle, go light.
You're listening to Sunday Worship.
Clear the stage and set the sound and lights ablaze. If that's the measure you must take to crush the idols. Jerk the pews and all the decorations too, until the congregation's pew, then have revival. Tell your friends that this is where the party ends, until you're broken for your sins, you can't be social. Then seek the Lord and wait for what He has in store, and know that great is your reward, so just be hopeful. 'Cause you can sing all you want to, yes you can sing all you want to. You can sing all you want to and still get it wrong. Worship is more than a song. Take a break from all the plans that you have made, and sit at home alone and wait for God to whisper. Beg Him please to open up His mouth and speak, and pray for real upon your knees until they blister. Shine the light on every corner of your life, until the pride and lust and lies are in the open. Then read the word and put to test the things you've heard, until your heart and soul are stirred and rocked and broken. 'Cause you can sing all you want to, yes you can sing all you want to. You can sing all you want to and still get it wrong. Worship is more than a song. We must not worship something that's not even worth it. Clear the stage, make some space for the one who deserves it. Anything I put before my God is an idol. Anything I want with all my heart is an idol. And anything I can't stop thinking of is an idol. And anything that I give all my love is an idol. Yes, I can sing all I want to. We can sing all we want to and still get it wrong. 'Cause worship is more than a song. Seek the Lord and wait for what He has in store, and know that great is your reward, so just be hopeful.
The Chosen Ones and Clear the Stage. You're listening to Sunday Worship. I am your host, Joey Kroll. It's an honor to spend this Sunday here with you. And Howard Hendricks was Well, he was a professor, he was a speaker, he was a pastor, and he tells of a story on how he came from a broken family and how he was a problem child. And during his first day in fifth grade, the teacher said, "Oh, Howard Hendricks, I've heard a lot about you. I understand you are the worst kid in school." And that year, Howard did whatever he could to prove her right. And when the next year rolled around, his sixth grade teacher said to him, "Oh, you are Howard Hendricks. I've heard that you are the worst boy in school." And he thought, well, here we go again. But the teacher continued, "And you know what? I don't believe a word of it." And Howard said that year, that woman did everything she could to help him and encourage him and praise his work. She believed in him. And Hendricks credits her with changing his life forever. Friend, here's what the Bible says in Matthew 5:16. "In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven."
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you. Jesus is waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Why should we tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you?